Here we see very interesting thing happening. The praja, you know, they are praising the king, right? So this thing we don't see nowadays. If you see, like last time when I think Prime Minister of India, he was visiting Mumbai, one person died because he could not reach the hospital because of the massive security arrangements, you know, done for the Prime Minister. Why? Because they are all afraid that some of the people, they would kill him. You know? Like Indira Gandhi, she was killed by her own personal guards. One of, right? Like that, so like President Kennedy, he was also killed. Assassination of kings and presidents is very common in Kali Yuga. Why? Because they are not pious rulers, and people are being subjected to lot of miseries under their rule. So they are very angry with the kings. So that's why they want to kill. That's why they spend crores of rupees for their protection. Right? But if you see here, Maharaj Prithu, he was actually open, you know, in open assembly, he was actually preaching the glories of the Lord, and the people were hearing, and they were, in return, they were praising the king. Right? This thing we can't imagine nowadays in Kali Yuga. So Srila Prabhupada says in one lecture on Anvodi, Prabhupada saying that in Bengal there is a saying that if the king is impious or king is not good, the whole nation gets spoiled. If a woman in the family is spoiled, the whole family gets destroyed. Then another instance Prabhupada said, we are having this kind of cruel and impious kings as our rulers. That represents because people en masse are having bad karma. Because of the bad karma of the people in general, we are having such rulers. Where always people are in anxiety for everything. But if you see in the days of Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit, even Maharaj Prithu, all these great kings, they are actually, people are living very happily. Right? So under the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the threefold miseries, they would not affect the people. They were so free. It would rain in the night, that was a system, you know, as much as it is required. Nowadays, it rains so much in Mumbai, sometimes, that all the local trains and all get stuck, they get stopped, and the roads are filled with water, you know, people are in great, they face great misery when it rains now. So that indicates the impious nature of the kings. But during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthir, it would just rain and the people would build some reservoirs or banks, and it would fall in those reservoirs. The water is stored, and 2-3 months it rains, 3 months. Then remaining whole throughout the year, they would use that water, and they were not at all bothered by excessive rains or lack of rains. Right? People are so happy. If you see Maharaj Yudhishthir, once he was lamenting that, you know, I am not so fortunate like Prahlad Maharaj, you know, in 7th canto of Bhagavatam. So, but Narada Muni assures him that, my dear king, you are the most fortunate of all the kings. Why? Because, if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Mahaprabhu is refusing to meet Pratap Rudra, because he is a pounds and shillings man. But in the case of Yudhishthira Maharaj, all the great sages, you know, Narad Muni, Vyasadev, Devala, Vasishta, Astavakra Muni, all these great sages, Markandeya Rishi, all of them, they would come to meet Maharaj Yudhishthira and have discussions in his assembly. You know why? Because Lakshmipati, Lord Krishna, he is staying in your place. You know, Narada Muni says, you know, the Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is staying in your house. Right? So, Lord Krishna would leave the company of his beautiful 16,108 wives and would visit. Most of the time, he would stay back in Hastinapur or Indraprastha to have association of Maharaj Yudhishthira and Arjuna and all that. So, just on the pretext of meeting Maharaj Yudhishthira, all the great sages, they would come to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj so that they can have the darshan of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna also. Right? So it's a Maharaj Yudhishthira's assembly has become assembly of great people, all great sages from all over the universe, they would visit his palace. You know, previous times, all the kings, they would go, many of the kings, they would go into the forest to take darshan of the great sages. But in the case of Maharaj Yudhishthira, all of them are coming into his assembly. he didn't have to go there anywhere. All the great sages, they would come. Why? Because he is the perfect representative of the Lord. When Maharaj Yudhishthira was sent away to the forest, all the great people, all the brahmanas and all the most of the people, they started accompanying Yudhishthira Maharaj. 60,000 brahmanas, they were accompanying Maharaj Yudhishthira. Can you imagine? So Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was then they entered the forest. Then he was requesting them, please go back. Said, no, now we will come under the rule of this crooked and evil Duryodhan. We would not like to stay in his kingdom. Even if it is in the forest, we would like to come with you. So Maharaj Yudhishthira was tried, because see, now I don't have any facility to feed all of you. You know, how can I maintain all of you? Said, whatever you are eating, whatever, you know, roots and, you know, salads, whatever, you know, we will eat that. But we would not like to stay under the rule of Duryodhan. You know, we would like to come with you. So all of them, then Maharaj Yudhishthira started sitting there. During the performance of Rajasya sacrifice, 1 lakh people, they would sit in one line. Sometimes we struggle, no? During Prabhupada appearance day to feed some 3,000, 4,000 devotees. There is Dakka Mukki. But you know, can you imagine 1 lakh people, they would sit in the pankti, in one pankti. And Maharaj Yudhishthira serve prasadam to all of them. So whenever one serving is finished, they would ring the bell. That means one serving is finished. And again they would clean up and again they would serve like that. Like that throughout the day, the bell used to ring. That was his opulence. Then he used to serve in golden plates. And not like, you know, we... Nowadays, you know, they serve in plastic plates. Or if you serve in steel plates, they have to clean it and give it back. Right? But there, during this time, they can carry the golden plates. Like that. So Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was crying, you know, he was thinking, and in the forest thinking, how am I going to feed all these 60,000 brahmanas and all the praja, you know, like that. Then Vyasadeva came and told him that you worship sun god, he will make some arrangement for you. Then he taught him some mantras relating to sun god. Then when he chanted those mantras for half a day, then sun god appeared. Said, what is your problem? Said, see, I have to feed all these brahmanas every day in the forest. How can I feed them? You know. Then he gave him Akshay Patra. Said, then he gave it to Draupadi. Said, you know, as long as she doesn't eat, well, you know, whatever amount of food you want, this Akshay Patra will produce. You know, Then once she is finished for that day, she finished eating for that day, it won't produce anymore. Right? So that is the benediction. That is why till the time it was Ajnatavas, All these brahmanas and all, they were accompanying Maharaj Yudhishthira. Right? Even in the forest, Maharaj Yudhishthira, actually most of the time they spent in Kamyavan. Kamyavan is in Vrajabhumi. In Vrajamandala Parikrama it comes, Kamyavan. Right? This Leela of Akshayapatra happened, with Durvas Muni. Krishna coming and blessing. It happened in Kamyavan only. Like that. Even Duryodhan getting arrested by Gandharvas and Arjuna going and releasing him. All this, many pastimes have happened in Kamyavan. So in a way, actually we feel that, oh, many people they ask, oh, why Pandavas are subjected to so much misery? But actually where they are subjected to so much misery? They were living in Kamyavan, which is one part of the Vrajamandal, Vrajabhumi. So they are actually relishing. And there all the great sages, Markandeya Muni and all, they would come to take association of Yudhishthira Maharaj. So this is the history of our kings. All the great kings, they are actually perfect representative of Lord Krishna. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going through Bengal to Vrindavan. And there, everywhere, Mahaprabhu, he was going with his associates. He would chant and dance, and thousands and lakhs of people, they would become attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So wherever he would go, people would come and take darshan of Lord's wonderful pastimes of dancing and in the kirtan, and they also would come accompany him. Like that, wherever he was going, lakhs of people are accompanying him. So one of the messengers of the Manava Bhusen Shah, he went and told that some saint is coming, and then he is accompanied by lakhs of people, lakhs of followers. He is effulgent like sun god, sun, some great personality. Then Nawab Hussain Shah, he asked Sanatana Goswami, I said, who is this great personality, accompanied by lakhs of people? Even the, I am not accompanied by so many people, like that, when I go somewhere here and there. Then Sanatana Goswami, he was very afraid that he would become envious of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he would trouble, in some way or the other, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he said, oh, he is an ordinary person, some sadhu, maybe like that. But Nawab Hussain Shah, he could understand. Said, no, I think he must be personality of Godhead or a great saint. Otherwise, how do he attract so many people? Sanatana Goswami very nicely says, see, you are actually the representative God. You are the king. You are the representative God. So you must know, you accept what your heart says. What your heart says. Then he says, he must be Allah, he must be God. Then he said, yes, Sanatana Goswami said, you are very fortunate that, Allah has agreed to visit your kingdom. Allah has agreed to visit your kingdom. So like that, Sanatana Goswami, still he was very afraid. You never know, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that when Vasudev takes his first son to Kamsa, Kamsa said, oh, there is no danger from me, from this boy, you just take him back. Prabhupada says, these demons, those who cannot control his senses, we should never trust his words, their words, because any time they will change their mind. Right? So Sanatana Goswami is afraid that he may change his opinion. Let's say he sent a secret message, please, go back, go away from this kingdom, Nawab Hussain, he may trouble. Like that. So once Srila Prabhupada, in 1977, he was very sick in Vrindavan. He was having severe cold and all, mucus blocking his throat and all that. So that time I think governor of Uttar Pradesh, Das Munshi or somebody, he was visiting Srila Prabhupada. So he was, while during the course of conversation, he suggested to, like Indians, they are very good in giving free advice. Right? You go and preach anywhere. Said, why didn't you print, in Hindi language, why didn't you print, why didn't you do this, why didn't you do that? Prabhupada was very angry with somebody. You are giving free advice. Why you should, instead of telling me, why don't you do that? You do that. Right? He would say, go and distribute, help in poor people. Prabhupada said, why didn't you do that? You go and do it. Why are you telling me? Right? So he gave a free advice to Srila Prabhupada. You should eat rasagulla. You will become all right. Prabhupada told his personal assistant, Abhiram Prabhu, hey Abhiram, go and get rasagullas. He said, Prabhupada, how can you eat rasagullas? You are having such severe cold and mucus is blocking your throat. How can you, it will aggravate your situation. Rasagulla, if you eat rasagulla. Prabhupada said, see, he is the governor of Uttar Pradesh. He is a representative of Krishna. Without the mercy of Krishna, he would not have become the king, governor. So we should always follow the advice of great people. Abhiram Prabhu says, of course, Prabhupada did not eat rasagullas in that condition. But Prabhupada was making this point that without the mercy of the Lord, we cannot become anything, actually. Some post is there. If somebody is occupying some post, that means he has received the mercy of the Lord. So that is why Prabhupada instructed, temple president means he is the most powerful personality in the temple. Everybody should follow, obey his orders. So we should not tend to find fault. He's like that. Because he has received the mercy of the Lord. That is why he is there. Even Bhishma Dev was following the orders of Dhritarashtra. Even though he knows that he is evil, but still that he would not break the etiquette. That because he is blind and evil and corrupt fellow, I would not follow. No, right? He did not disobey. He did not speak because in the presence of Dhritarashtra, even though Draupadi was pleading with him, that tell me, why this is happening. Like that. So, but when that king is a pure devotee of the Lord, people are most happy. People are most happy. Like that. In the case of Maharaj Nimi, it is described in 9th Canto Bhagavatam that Maharaj Nimi wanted to perform Satra Yaga. So he requested his family priest, Vasishtha Muni, please perform the sacrifice for me. Vasishtha Muni told him, I have already agreed to do some sacrifice for Indra. So I will finish it and come back and you wait till that time. So Maharaj Nimi thought that this life is kshanabhangura, very flickering. Nature of the life is very flickering. Who knows, before he comes, I may die. So why should I wait for him? He appointed some other sages, brahmanas, priests, and then he performed the sacrifice. So meanwhile, Vasishtha Muni finished the sacrifice of Indra and came back. So at that time, already sacrifice was finished. So he became very angry that, you rascal, you are my disciple and I told you that, to wait for me. So why you didn't wait? That's why he cursed. That your body should fall down. Prabhupada writes that brahmanas means they are very greedy for dakshina. So wherever lot of dakshina, he is expecting, then they will go there. Right? If somebody calls a brahmana for performing some sacrifice or some havana or something, then immediately he would calculate how much dakshina I will get. How much dakshina I will get. So Vasishtha Muni, he was thinking like that. So I would, if I go to Indraloka and perform sacrifice for him, I would get more dakshina. Indra Devraj na ho to. So I will get more dakshina. So I will go there. So Maharaj Nimi, he said, see, you have actually, you are my family priest. And your duty, because I am maintaining you, your first duty is to perform sacrifice for me. So instead of neglecting me, you went there for, higher returns. So I am also cursing you that your body also should fall down. See, just he is so powerful, Maharaj Nimi, that he cursed him. Maharaj Nimi, then both of them cursed each other and they fell down. So meanwhile, Mitra and Varuna, they saw Urvasi in heavenly kingdom and they became attracted lustily, and they discharged semen. And through that semen, Vasishtha Muni was born again. He was born again. So later, during the day, all the sages, what they did when the Maharaj Nimi's body fell down, they preserved that body aromatic scents and all oils. After the sacrifice was finished, they requested the demigods who were visiting that sacrifice to receive the oblations. They requested him, please, if you are willing, if you desire, please, bring back Maharaj Nimi back to life. They requested. Maharaj Nimi, when they requested, that soul actually spoke that yasya yogam na vanchanti viyoga bhayakhataraha bhajanti charanam bhojam munayo harimedasaha. He was saying, these Mayavadis generally want freedom from accepting a material body because they fear having to give it up again. But devotees whose intelligence is always filled with the service of the Lord are unafraid. Indeed, they take advantage of the body to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. Then he says, Deham nava rurutseham dukkha shoka bayavaham sarvatra asya yato mrityur matsyanam udake yataha. He said, I do not wish to accept a material body, for such a body is the source of all distress, lamentation and fear everywhere in the universe, just as it is for the fish in the water, which lives always in anxiety of fear of death. Like Prabhupada says, just like fear, fish, is very, very comfortable in the water, in the ocean. But still, even if his fish is living in the ocean, still is very afraid because big fish comes to eat the small fish. That is the, jivo jivasya jivanam. Prabhupada writes in the purport that they say survival of the fittest. But who is surviving in this world? Everybody has to die. So what does this mean, survival of the fittest? Ant may die in one day, a man may die in 50 years. But everybody has to die because one living entity is food for another living entity. So in the same way, Maharaj Nimi was saying, I don't want to accept this body because it is a source of great distress. Like that. So Maharaj Nimi, he was such a great king. Prabhupada says, this is the difference between, even though Vasishtha Muni, he was a great sage, and Maharaj Nimi was only Kshatriya. Still Prabhupada graded Maharaj Nimi as greater than Vasishtha, because he is a pure devotee of the Lord. And Vasishtha, in one instance Prabhupada writes, this Vasishtha is Durmati. Right? You know why? Because there is one king's son, Pravruddha or somebody, then he took the role of protecting the cows. So one day, he killed in the darkness of the night, he killed, when the tiger entered the cow shed, he killed one cow instead of the tiger. So after the date, sun broke out, he saw cow was killed. He went and confessed to Vasishtha Muni, his spiritual master, that such a mistake has happened. Vasishtha Muni immediately became angry and cursed him. You rascal, you killed a cow, you become a sudra. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, he is a durmati, Why? Because he unnecessarily cursed him. He is his disciple. You should have actually protected him and you should have suggested some atonement. Unknowingly this sin has happened. That's why Prabhupada, you know, regarded Vasishtha Muni as Durmati. Later on, that king, he performed devotional service and he counteracted that curse. He went back home, back to Godhead, instead of becoming a Sudra. Prabhupada writes, this is the power of devotional service, that we can counteract even the curse of the great sages. So this later on, Maharaj Nimi's body was churned, then all the kings who are coming from, Maharaj Nimi, they are known as Janak Maharaj, right? All the kings are known as Janak Maharaj, but every king has his own different names, right? So they're all great. Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Janakadayaha, like that, we should follow in the footsteps of Janak Maharaj, like that. They're all great personalities who followed the instructions of the Lord. During their time, people are very happy, then the king, he would actually, now in parliament, what they do? They get into fistcuffs, Nowadays, previously what happened some 15-20 years back, they used to throw the microphones at each other, right? So now in parliament they are fixed, they can't take out the microphones. Right? Like that. Now after some time they would ban the shoes also. Sometimes they would throw shoes at each other. They'd say no shoes, temple you cannot enter, like that. Assembly also you can't enter. Like that. They would fight, So they abuse each other. Recently one MLA was beaten by some of other MLAs because he took oath in Hindi, something like that. So this is most degraded people we have as rulers. So naturally we are suffering so much, But during the time of Maharaj Janaka and all that, they didn't have any problem at all. There were no problems at all in the kingdom. So what they do, all the great sages, they would come and, they would come and even Sukadeva Goswami, he was actually there, it's in Rantikanta Bhagavatam, it is there. Sukadeva Goswami goes to Janak Maharaj's assembly and he would instruct them. He's another expansion of Sukadeva Goswami. One expansion of Sukadeva Goswami, not this original Sukadeva Goswami, the expansion of Sukadeva Goswami. Once Ashtavakra Muni, he was visiting Janak Maharaj's assembly. Janak Maharaj asked him, my dear great sage, please tell us why Maya is so strong. Why Maya is catching us and keeping us in this Maya, even if you don't want to stay, get out of this Maya. Ashtavakra Muni said, see, knowledge is always flowing from the top to the bottom. First you get down from your singhasan. So later on, he comes out and started shouting. And he goes into the garden and he catches hold of the tree. And he starts shouting, leave me, leave me, leave me. Then he understood, Janak Maharaj, that I understood. Yeah,